Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. And today on the program, we're going to hear from Trevor Castle here at KNIA KRLS. He's going to give us an update on the home shopping extravaganza. All right. Well, Trevor, thanks for taking time out of what I'm sure is a very busy schedule for you this week during the home shopping extravaganza to bring us a little update. So how's it going so far?
Well, we had a great first day of the home shopping extravaganza as we record this before the madness begins on Wednesday morning, ready for another very busy day too. And I don't even want to look ahead to tomorrow yet, but one more day. We're off to a great start and having a lot of fun so far.
But I imagine there's still plenty of items to get through since it's only been one day of it so far, regardless of how busy that day was.
Yeah, we started with about $210,000 worth of merchandise. And, you know, as busy as it was yesterday, we're still, you know, sitting on about $160,000 worth of merchandise. So, there's certainly a few things yesterday that we ran out of and people called in. And unfortunately, the worst part of that is having to tell them, no, sorry, we're out of that or just ran out of that. But, you know, even with that, even, you know, we sold out of probably a couple of dozen items yesterday. We still have, I think the count is around 400 different unique items that are available as the event got going this morning at 10 o'clock.
So there's been some items that have sold out. How can people stay up to date on what items are left?
Well, they can listen would be one thing. And I know that there's a lot of people that listen just all day long. You know, they'll have it on at work or, you know, maybe they have the day off and they're just kind of milling around the house and listening. And as things do start to sell out on the air, we'll let people know that, well, that was the last of that item. Or certainly they can just call and ask, you know, do you have any of such and such remaining? We'll let them know. And the other easy way to do it is we do periodically throughout the day update our list on the website. It has been updated, as of last night's close of business, if you will, and then over the noon hour, as this is airing towards the end of the 12 o'clock hour here today, we've updated it over the noon hour as well. And if we get a chance throughout the afternoon, we'll do so. And when we update it, you know, that pulls off any, you know, anything that's sold out. There are times where we'll happen to maybe get a reload of something that we did run out of, and that would pop it back onto the list. So just simply KNIAKRLS.com, look for the flashing, you know, home shopping extravaganza banner at the top of any page, and that'll take you to a place where you can get the most updated list. This morning we also dropped off lists at the Pella Hy-Vee and at the Knoxville Hy-Vee. So assuming that there might be a few remaining at each of those locations, if you don't have internet access and can just pop into Hy-Vee, you should be able to get a list as well at customer service.
Do you have any tips for people calling in that can make it an easier experience for them or for you guys as well, trying to deal with all that madness?
Well, there's people that have called in before that are just honest with us that, you know, hey, this is the first time I've done this. I've listened to you guys for a long time, or even a few people that, hey, I just stumbled upon this and it sounds pretty cool. I heard the phone number, so I just called in. What do I do? And we'll kind of walk you through the process. If you want to let us know that you're a first-time listener, we'll let you know how it works. But if there are any people out there that are listening to this, it really is pretty easy. I mean, you just get that list of merchandise either at our website, KNIAKRLS.com, or at Hy-Vee. Or if you're just listening and you hear something, I know that happened last year in the spring. A guy heard that we were selling Iowa State tickets, and he was driving through Des Moines and just happened to stumble upon it and then heard our phone number and said, heck, you're selling Iowa State tickets for half off? And called in and, okay, how does this work? Basically, you just tell us what you want. You give us your phone number, and then one of our other employees will call you back just to arrange how you pick up the merchandise, how you pay for it, all of those kind of details. So it can be pretty intimidating sometimes for people to call in and be on the radio, but we try to have fun. You know, we try to make it as lighthearted as possible on the air. But just call up, you know, give us your phone number, tell us what you want, and we'll take care of it from there.
Speaking of arranging when people are going to be picking it up and how they're going to pay for it, when can people pick it up?
Yeah, good question. That's set for next Friday and Saturday. I believe it's the 5th and the 6th is the first Friday and Saturday in October, from 9 in the morning until 6 on Friday. So we're pretty much here all day. And then Saturday as a pickup time from 8 to noon for people that can't sneak out of work on Friday or whatnot. And when we do call you back today or tomorrow to confirm your purchases, you let us know whether you wanted it at our Knoxville or Pella studio so that, you know, it can be at the one that's the most convenient for you, and we make sure that your merchandise is there for you. But again, next Friday and Saturday, all day Friday, and then Saturday morning are our pickup times.
And what are the different ways people can pay for this?
We accept good old-fashioned Benjamins, you know, the cash money. We take a check, and we also do take Visa, MasterCard, and Discover. There is a small service fee for any credit card purchases or debit card purchases. They're treated the same way. So if you use the plastic, there's just a small additional fee for that. But a lot of people look at it like, heck, I just saved 40 or 50% on this stuff. You know, what's a couple of percent to, you know, to be able to pay with the plastic? But cash and check are accepted as well.
And I know one of the issues I ran into working over in Washington during their home shopping extravaganza was some people were worried that they had items listed in somebody's name. Maybe it was their wife or their husband's name was on there, and they wanted to know if they could pick those items up for them at the same time.
Yeah, we're not going to make you show a driver's license or anything like that. We just kind of work on the honor system here. So, and we'll have that, you know, where maybe one person from the office is able to sneak away, you know, on their lunch break or something like that, and they'll pick up four or five people's stuff, you know, that bought it, that all work together or whatnot, and they'll bring in, you know, separate checks and take care of everybody. So we're more than happy to accommodate that. Pretty easy going, and whatever's most convenient for you, we want to be able to help you out with that.
All right, well, thanks for bringing us an update, Trevor.
Hey, yeah, thanks a lot, Brad. The phone lines are open as we're getting ready to go back on the air as the Midday Magazine is wrapping up here. Do have a couple lines open if folks want to give us a shout at 842-3161, 628-8672, and look forward to talking to folks on the air here in a few minutes.
And what time do you guys close out tonight?
5 o'clock. We'll be back then tomorrow from 8 to noon and from 1 to 5 again as well.
All right, good luck, you guys.
Thanks a lot, Brad.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, and we've heard from Trevor Castle about the home shopping extravaganza going on right now. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather eye meteorologist forecast is next.